From KQED Radio News, I'm Cy Musiker. Craigslist said today it will remove its erotic services section and replace it with a new adult services category. And the online classified service based in San Francisco says it will manually check and approve every new adult services listing. The change comes after months of pressure from law enforcement officials in several states, including Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan. She says the new policy marks a fundamental change in how Craigslist works. The Internet free speech group, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, called the news disappointing, saying that Craigslist has opened the door for law enforcement officials to bully website operators. Matt Zimmerman is senior staff attorney at the foundation. Mr. Zimmerman, why do you think this decision from Craigslist will encourage bullying?
I think for the simple fact that it isn't based on the law at all. Craigslist was always protected by federal law. There was never any potential for criminal liability, and yet these attorneys general, who are ostensibly acting as the chief law enforcement officers for their states, were making some really unreasonable and I think irresponsible threats to Craigslist, including the threat of criminal prosecution. To the extent that there is a policy disagreement, that's fine, but the notion that you can wield potential criminal liability as a club to try to get a website to implement policies that you like, I think that's just wrong.
And why would Craigslist not be liable? Is it that they're a bulletin board, not the actual message?
Under a law passed in 1996 by Congress called the Communications Decency Act, all website operators and all interactive computer services are not responsible for the content of third-party material posted by their users. And there's some exceptions to that, but for the most part, a very clear and very blanket rule, and it certainly protects Craigslist here.
One of the cases that drew attention to these sex listings involved a man accused of murdering a masseuse he found through Craigslist. Doesn't that suggest that there should be more regulation of these postings?
I'm not sure exactly what the suggestion would be. I've heard that criticism a lot myself, but what the objection there seems to be to the notion of people meeting each other online or anyone else for that matter without some kind of supervision. So if the proposal is that every time someone communicates on the internet that a website needs to engage in some kind of background check, I certainly wouldn't be supportive of that. And frankly, I think this is taking advantage of a very unfortunate situation.
Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan says the policy change will reduce the amount of prostitution online. Do you agree?
I don't know. It may very well. I will point out that other law enforcement officials, including members of the L.A. Vice Squad, have suggested that a more productive avenue might be to actually work with Craigslist and other sites like that because they actually help create the digital trail that allows law enforcement to track down officials. So from my standpoint, I think, you know, there seems to be some debate about it, but that still doesn't change the fact that the law is what it is and that doesn't excuse the behavior of the AGs.
I should say that Craigslist executives declined requests for an interview today, but they've posted an explanation of the change at their blog. And it sounds like Craigslist is concerned that the online community not take offense at the way this was handled. In the past, Craigslist allowed just about any kind of posting unless it was flagged by a user as inappropriate. So do you think that's still a viable model for websites?
Certainly it is. As I mentioned earlier, the law absolutely protects websites who choose to stand up for their rights. I think websites like Craigslist certainly become more visible targets the larger and more visible they become, but websites just aren't responsible for, in most situations, for the content posted by their users.
Thanks for talking to us.
My pleasure.
Matt Zimmerman is the senior staff attorney for the Electronic Frontier Foundation. And tomorrow is Bike to Work Day. Tens of thousands of commuters in Northern California are expected to go to the office on two wheels instead of four. Earlier today, I asked bike commuter Amit Urbai for some tips for people new to bike commuting. He's on a Bike to Work team at Kaiser Permanente in Berkeley.
The biggest challenge is the first couple of days. Once you start, I really don't want to take my car anywhere. The car feels like I'm carrying a big baggage. And I feel much more freer with the bicycle.
More on Bike to Work Day at this same time tomorrow. I'm Cy Musiker, KQED Public Radio.